I tell you what, we built up that chimney that way out of dirt. We built it up to the bottom of the house, up to the floor in dirt, you know. Well, we were taking, you know, and make these here mud things, you know, out of that mud. And that's where we build that chimney up, you know, and put a partition in there, you know, between that, and build it up out of clay and grass.
Clay and grass.
Well, yes, sir.
Same way that you plug the holes in the logs, right?
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Did you have a name for that? Did you ever hear that called cats?
Yes, sir. That's what they were, the cats. They call them cats, you know.
I wonder where that word came from.
Oh, there's some of them old folks named that.
Just named it.
That's what they were.
That's the cats.
Just come up, you know, just like that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mud and grass, that'll pull that old grass and man, get it up there. Get that mud, clay mud made up there, and it'd stick to it too.
Any special kind of grass? Or?
Well, mostly crab grass would be, yes, crab grass. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did you ever have anything called cattails?
Yes, sir.
In the ponds?
Yes, sir. We still have some there.
I wondered if maybe the word cats came from the cattails.
Maybe so, but cattails is round though, and kind of fluffy like. Well, it might have. That might have been the idea of naming them that, you know, back in them times. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then would you explain where you kept the wood and how you kept the fire in both the stove and the fireplace?
Oh, yes, sir, man. We'd go out there and cut that wood, you know, in 2-foot pieces. That's mostly go in the fireplace, you know. Yes, sir. And cut that in 2-foot pieces and haul it up, you know, out there, eat the wood pile, you know, out the gate out there somewhere out close to the house, and tote it in, you know, and lay it on. Well, we'd mostly find some old rocks that wouldn't shoot, so. Lay on each side, you know, to lay that wood cross to keep it from getting smothered down, you know, mm-hmm. up just about so high, you know, mm-hmm. and build a fire in there on it, man, and that thing and keep the house warm.
Would you explain how you built the fire and what you used to build it?
Yes, sir. Back at end, we could go out there at end and get some old dead trees. That died back here, you know, and maybe blow down, fell, and they're rich. I mean, rich. At that pine rolls them in them, you know, and rich, you know, we bring them up and cut them up, you know, and put splinters there, and man, it'd burn just like, almost like gas. Yes, and we'd stick it in under there, you know, and set a match to it, and hit a burn, and get that wood to burn in there. And after it go to burning in, man, just keep on some wood, and hit. Keep fire in the fireplace.
What'd you call a big log that you'd use?
Call them back logs.
That's the back log.
Yes, sir. Put some back logs on the back, you know, and then these smallest ones in front. And so that old back one, it'd still burn, you know, and it wouldn't burn up so quick. And man, it'd help throw the heat out.
I see.
Yes, sir.
In the kitchen, or where did you put it?
In the cook stove there, we cut in the stove to run about that long, you know, split it up so small. And so we'd bring in there and he'd have a dough on it, you know, to put in there and he'd about that large, you know, where we'd fill that full of, and we'd take some of that pie and then we'd call it and make a fire there in the front of it, you know, and start hit to burn it. Mm-hmm. And then every time it'd get low, put in some more. And man, that old cook stove on the side there, put that bread in there, cook it.
Did you build a chimney up through the?
Yes, sir.
House
on up through there. That's
how
right.
About over in the kitchen?
Well, most time we over here, we would I tell you back in them times it is sort of it is dang. We just take some stove pipes, we call them.